Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. Have you ever felt like your efforts go unnoticed? Like the good you do, the faith you hold on to, and the sacrifices you make are all for nothing? We all long for our lives to have meaning, for our struggles to have a purpose, and for our devotion to be acknowledged. But what if I told you that it is? That every act of faith, no matter how small, is seen. That the God we serve isn't a distant, silent observer, but an active participant in our lives. This isn't just about what we get as believers. It's about the very nature of who He is. It's about a God who sees you, who knows your heart, and who promises to honor every step you take toward Him. In today's message, titled, God is a Rewarder, Evangelist Paul Acqua explores what it truly means to believe that God rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Let's join in.
God wants somebody to believe in Him. He wants you to believe in Him. The Bible says in John chapter 14 verse 1 that Jesus said to His disciples, and is saying to you and me, that let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. The psalmist also said in Psalm chapter 9, verse 10, that, and those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Hallelujah. So God wants you to believe in Him, and He wants you and me to believe in Him. He wants somebody to believe in Him. We're talking about the fact that God is a rewarder. So most of us have heard that when we get to heaven, we are going to have rewards in heaven, and that's true. But on this earth as well, we need rewards, and God intends to reward us. For example, the Bible says in Psalm 37, verse 4, that delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. That's a reward. And that's a common scripture that we all know that says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That's also a reward. So let's turn to Mark chapter 10, and I'm reading from verses 28 to 30. Here, the apostle Peter was talking to Jesus, and he said, see, we have left all and followed you. So Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, who shall not receive 100-fold now in this time. That's a reward. 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. Hallelujah. So God rewards us even in this earth now, not waiting until you go to heaven. He is a rewarder. But then the beauty of this is the Bible specifically says that we must believe certain things about God. There are two things it says you must believe about God. So if God says you must believe certain things about Him, I think that's very important. So let's find where in the Bible those things are and what they are. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. The Bible says, but without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. An incredible scripture. He says, without faith it's impossible to please Him. For he who comes to God must. Very important. He says must. So He didn't say it's a good idea. He didn't say it's a suggestion or an option. No, the Bible says those who come to God must believe two things. Believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. I think it's important to understand, if you come to God, you believe He is, He exists. He has not fallen out of his throne. Know that he is and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. That reminds me of Exodus chapter 3 when Moses asked the question, "Who are you, God?" And the answer God gave him, you know, remember the burning bush when Moses approached it and God called out his name and he said, "Who are you, Lord?" And God said that, "Look, I'm sending you. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to actually deliver my people." And obviously Moses was afraid and he said, "If they say, 'Who sent me?' what should I say?" He said, "I am sent you." So God said, "I am. That's my name." So if we were to ask today, "God, who are you?" we would receive the same response that Moses received. And God would answer, "I am." That's why he said, whoever comes to him must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So what does he mean by "I am"? God would say, "I am whatever you need. I am the all-sufficient one that you need." What a name. And then God would continue to say, "I am your creator." He could just go down the list and he says, "I am your provider. I am your healer. I am your deliverer." Whoever goes to God must believe that he is. You know, he is "I am." "I am your deliverer. I am your good shepherd. I am your shield. I am your buckler. I am your peace. I am your strength." And then when we come into the New Testament, and Jesus would take up with that same theme, and he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me." He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. I am the door to which you may enter in. I am your Savior. I am your soon coming King." So if you just go through the Gospels and read about the life of Jesus, how many declarations of "I am" is made? So many of them, you see. And so God revealed himself to Moses in the burning bush and he declared, "I am." So you can put whatever you need at the point in time and he is the "I am." Hallelujah. I'm the one that's able to do whatever needs to be done. So he says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Whoever comes to him must believe that he is, "I am," and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So I am the one that's able to do whatever needs to be done. He's everything. I am the all-sufficient one. I am the almighty one. So my friend, just go down the list, and as you continue to walk with the Lord and as you continue to study the word and pray that prayer, I tell you what Paul prayed, that he may know God. We need to know him. He is "I am." He said, "I might know him and know the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering." Paul wanted to know God no matter what. So we have to do. But then in this day and age, there are so many Christians who are so content with just knowing about God. They can quote about what God did and about his ascent. But God wants us to know him. He wants us to know him well. He says, whoever comes to me must believe that I am, must believe that he is. And he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So there is an aspect here that he wants you to know, that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. So that's something he said you must believe about him. And that's very important. God wants you to know that he's a rewarder. He wants you to know that he exists and rewards. God says you must believe this about him. He's a rewarder. He wants you to know he is interested in rewarding you. So I just really want to send this message out to everyone who's out there taking care of your business. You are taking care of your responsibilities. You wake up every day, you give your best or serve wholeheartedly, and you are as consistent as you can. Whether people appreciate you, whether they acknowledge your efforts, whether they celebrate what you are doing or not. I just want you to know that God appreciates you and that God sees everything that you do and He will reward you. Taking care of your responsibility by carrying out your day-to-day responsibilities, this will all transfer into rewards. God is a rewarder. God has a plan for you, and it has to do with doing things in life that matter to God. I just want to tell you that whatever you are doing, whether people are appreciating or not, are acknowledging you or not, or celebrating you or not, I want you to know that God appreciates you and that God sees everything that you do, and He will reward you because you are important to God. He appreciates you. He will celebrate you. And so that's what I want to convey to you today. Look at Hebrews chapter 6, verses 10 to 12. And in the NIV version, it says, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown Him as you have helped His people and continue to help them. We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. Hallelujah. We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised. Hallelujah. So God is not unjust to forget your good works. The word forget means to lose out of mind. I tell you, God will not lose out of mind what you have done. It means to no longer care for. It's like out of sight, out of mind. Sometimes when people are right there with you and they see what you are doing, they can appreciate your effort. They can appreciate your service. But once they walk away from you, let's say for a few weeks or a few months or maybe even a year, it's like out of sight, out of mind. They forget about that. They totally forget what you have done. They forget what you offered. They forget the contribution that you have made. And so God is saying that you will never be out of sight and out of mind with Him. He will never lose you out of His mind. That's what He is saying. He says He's not an unjust person. He will always remember and reward you. He says God will always care about what you have done for His people and what you have done in His name. You will get a reward on this earth and even in eternity. It doesn't have to be this big thing or grand thing, because the Bible says, whatever you do, do as if you are doing it for the Lord. Even those little things you do, it could be every day you wake up, maybe as a single parent, you take care of your children, or maybe every day as a security officer, you go and you risk your life for people or for the community, or as a good citizen, you serve the people around you. It doesn't have to be this huge thing where you are on world stage that you will be rewarded. No, it does not matter whether big or small, you will be rewarded. God is a rewarder. If you are touching one life at a time, I tell you, if you are making small deposits in people throughout the day, the Bible says that God is not unjust to actually forget what you have done and to forget the difference that you are making. And so people may be unjust and they may forget what you have done for them, but God will never do so. And God sees and appreciates everything you have done, even if other people don't see, even if other people don't appreciate. And so what you don't get from people, I tell you, God, you will get it from God. So He's a rewarder. Continue to do good. Continue to serve. And your working or labor will never be in vain. If you are born again Christian, know that God exists. God is there for you. His name is I Am. And you can add anything to that. I am whatever you need. Continue to do good. You will be rewarded. And if you are not born again Christian, then this is not applicable to you. The first step you got to take is to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. And if you will, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered all the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and he is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer request, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.